The story of the Minneapolis Metrodome's inception has been repeated again and again in the birth of covered stadiums across the United States. The president of a major league sports team threatens to move to another city unless their home base provides more profitable facilities. In 1973, the Minnesota Vikings were one of the best teams in the National Football League. Their lease for the 20-year-old open-air Metropolitan Stadium was due to expire in 2 years. Vikings president Max Winter publicly flirted with the cities of Montreal, Phoenix, and Memphis before threatening to leave Minneapolis. He argued that the Vikings needed profits from luxury boxes, in spite of the fact that they were already netting $5 million a year, and that he would be better able to woo top players if he could guarantee a comfortable playing climate. Similarly, the Minnesota Twins were considering a move. A journalist from the Minneapolis Star Tribune wrote that the political process preceding construction was as agonizing an experience as anything that has divided Minnesotans in recent years. But local business interests pushed the stadium's construction through by arguing that major league teams were essential to the financial health of the city, and that Minneapolis would be no more than a cold Omaha without the Vikings and the Twins. When finished in 1981, the 195-foot-high Minneapolis Metrodome was the world's largest air-supported multi-use facility, covering 9.5 acres and offering a seating capacity of 63,000. The roof structure is made of curved, Teflon-coated fiberglass panels fastened to a skewed net of cables which span the dome. Weighing about 1.5 pounds per square foot, the roof is kept inflated by 20 90-horsepower fans. The total price for the Metrodome was $80 million. The structure itself cost approximately $55 million, which was supported through revenue bond financing supported with a 10% hotel motel and liquor tax. The city of Minneapolis reconfigured streets and utilities at its own cost, and the business community donated land in downtown Minneapolis near I-94, an area called Industry Square. The decision to use fabric roof was made by comparing the construction figures of the recently completed fabric-roofed Pontiac Silverdome in Michigan, finished for $55 million, and the Steel Trust Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans, which cost nearly three times as much at $195 million.